Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Elite Eight episode of the Bacon Bets podcast. We're down to the final eight teams in the NCAA tournament, and I will once again continue to bet on every single game. That means this round, just four picks, because only four games, two tonight, two tomorrow night. But first, we got to recap the Sweet 16. First round that I had a losing record so far in the tournament. I went 3-5 for minus 2.27 units. Got off to a hot start, winning both Clemson and UConn on Thursday night, and then stumbled a little bit down the stretch. But to be honest, I'm not even really upset about any of the bets that I placed. A lot of the time, I mean, things just happen. And even when I gave out the picks, I said, yeah, this pick will lose if this or this happened. And in a lot of these games, or at least a handful of them, those things did happen. Like, Alabama's just started playing good defense. I don't know what it is, but they are a terrible defensive team all season, and now they just decided to start playing in defense in the tournament, which was kind of the difference maker against UNC. Iowa State just had a bad game against Illinois. That's going to happen. They couldn't force turnovers. They missed almost every single layup they had. Those things are going to happen. If there's one game, I would say that I am kind of regretting that I backed the side that I did. I kind of wish I just backed the hot NC State. Marquette's kind of a flawed team. I knew going into the tournament Marquette was a flawed team, and I you know, laid 6.5 points against a red hot NC State team. That one I regret. But Gonzaga against Purdue brought their A-plus game, and then Houston against Duke. I mean, Houston completely shut down Duke's offense. I mean, what, 105 total points were scored in the game? But what did I say? I said Houston has a shooting issue. It's going to cost them at some point this tournament. They're outside the top 200 in effective field goal percentage, and this was the game that it cost them against Duke. And then we did finish off the Sweet 16 with a win. Tennessee did not run away, but they did comfortably kind of beat Creighton there in the final game on Friday night. So we advanced to the Elite Eight. Four games to talk about: Illinois, UConn, Alabama, Clemson tonight, Purdue, Tennessee, and Duke, NC State tomorrow night. Before I get into my picks for those four games, and this will be a relatively quick podcast, of course, because I only got four games to talk about, need to let you know about the 5-and-done pool that I have started on Splash Sports. Golf major season is coming up. Masters is just a couple of weeks away, so I've decided to start a major season 5-and-done, so it is like a 1-and-done, except each tournament you pick five golfers, and it is for the four major events this year: the Masters, the PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. So that is open now. It's a $25 buy-in. It is a 300-person pool, so we can get up to 300 people in it. I've already entered, obviously, my entry in it. You can do maximum of three entries. Like I said, it's $25, and at the end of the major season, top 10 people get paid. I think as long as we fill it up to 300 people, I think first place gets like $1,600 or something like that. You can read all the information. I will put the link to that contest in the description of both the YouTube video version of this podcast and the audio version. But you can also just go on splashsports.com/baconbets. I've also tweeted out the link as well, so you can just go to my Twitter and you'll find the link there. So click the link, sign up, $25 buy-in. Get in while there's spots available. And starts here in a couple weeks with the Masters. So major season 5 and done. It would mean a lot to me if you could sign up. And we're all going to compete against each other. So splashsports.com/baconbets. Or just check out the description of this video or of this podcast. Or check on my Twitter for the link to sign up. $25 buy-in. Win some money. Have some fun. It'd mean a lot to me if you signed up. All right, let's get into it. It is the Elite 8 episode of the Bacon Bets podcast. Let's go.
No, Lisa. The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor, and it's time to snatch your mother from his neon claws.
More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle.
All right, let's get into it. As always, chronological order. Illinois-UConn tonight. I want to back UConn, to be completely honest. I said it, I think, before the Sweet 16 that UConn might just beat up everyone and kind of dance their way to another championship. The two teams I thought that really could have challenged UConn was Iowa State and Houston. Obviously, they will not play either of them. But, you know, we're not just betting on which team's going to win. We got a point spread that we have to consider, and I set the spread at 7.5 in favor of UConn. The spread's 9. That means I got to go Illinois. So I will take the 9 points with Illinois against the Huskies. It's going to be an uncomfortable bet. I might regret it within the first 10 minutes of the game. But like I said, I set the spread at 7.5. I think 9's a little bit too aggressive of a number here because Illinois does do a lot of things really well. 33rd in the country in effective field goal percentage, 44th in the country in opponent effective field goal percentage. They grab a ton of offensive rebounding, 16th in the country in offensive rebounding. Now the weaknesses, which I think will cost them tonight, is that Illinois doesn't force any turnovers. I've talked about how Creighton was dead last in the country in opponent turnovers. Illinois is like 3rd or 4th last in the country in opponent turnovers. Also, their perimeter defense isn't great. I think UConn might be able to get something going from three-point land in this one. I think that could potentially cost them. But still, not forcing turnovers and, you know, a below-average perimeter defense isn't enough for me to want to lay 9 points on this UConn team. Also, Illinois might have the best player in the tournament on their team with Taron Shannon, averaging 31 points per game since the start of the Big Ten tournament. That is unbelievable. So, you know, he might just be this year's version of, I don't know, Kemba Walker. And I don't really want to lay points against a team that has a guy like that. So, once again, I think UConn's the better team. I think they win this game. This spread is just, in my opinion, a little too steep for me. I said at 7.5, I think there's, you know, 0.5 of value here on the Fighting Illinois. They got to shoot well. They got to play good defense. They got to grab some offensive boards to stay in this game. So that's what I'm going to be hoping for. I'll take Illinois +9 against UConn. Clemson, I hope you followed my advice on the Sweet 16 episode when I said to take Clemson to win their region at 10-1. We're in a great spot now, obviously with them upsetting Arizona. Now they're just 3-point underdogs to Alabama. Now, I will be rooting for Clemson to win this game. Number one, I just want Clemson to win because they're a more fun story, in my opinion. Number two, obviously, to cash that 10-1 ticket. And I will be looking for a live hedge opportunity, but I am also going to take Alabama -3 because I got to treat this game by game. Even though I think Clemson's an underrated team, I don't know if they match up well in this tournament. And it's like what I said, you know, in the intro of this podcast, Alabama has all of a sudden started playing defense. Is a big reason I didn't trust Alabama at the start of the tournament because their defense all year wasn't great. And if you have a bad defense, the first time you have a not so great shooting night, you're going to lose. Well, Alabama started playing defense and it shows up. If you want to like look at the actual numbers, their opponent effective field goal percentage is 5.9% lower in this tournament than their season average. So teams are shooting almost 6% worse from the field, at least in effective field goal percentage. And that kind of showed up against UNC. They played great defense against UNC. So I hesitate to take Clemson if Alabama's going to keep playing this well defensively, they might just win the whole damn thing. Also, Clemson's outside the top 100 in opponent 3-point field goal percentage. So their perimeter defense isn't the best. They do a lot better against teams who take more two-point shots than three-point shots. Stylistically, I don't know if Clemson has the guard play to keep up with Alabama, if Alabama's shooting well. So there's just a lot of things about this matchup that makes me worry for Clemson. Now, we hold a Clemson 10-1 ticket to win the region. I'm going to bet on Alabama minus three. You know what's going to happen. 100% Alabama is going to win this game by one or two, and I'm going to be on the floor in a heap. That's what's going to happen. Because Clemson wins, we win the 10-1 ticket. Alabama, you know, wins by four or more. I guess if they win by three, this would be a push. So, that wouldn't be, you know, the worst scenario, but it wouldn't be the best either. So Alabama, we need Alabama to either win by four or more, or Clemson to win, and we're happy either way. Like I said, this is just going to be a one-unit play for me, though. So if Clemson does get up early, I might also hedge a little bit more. If I can get Alabama on the money line at plus money, I might play it that way. Try to do the math where I win five units no matter who wins. But that'll mostly have to be with live plays. I don't want to put like a five-unit play on Alabama minus three, because if I do that, they'll win by one or two or three. So we're going to look for some live hedging opportunities, but overall, like I said, stylist.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Particularly, I think this is a kind of a bad matchup for Clemson. Alabama, if they continue to play defense as well as they have in this tournament, they're going to be a tough out for anyone. This spread's a little bit shorter. I would even set this spread at like five. Like, I have to go with Alabama here. So I'll take the Crimson Tide at minus three. Moving on to Sunday night's games. And once again, I might be on the square side of all four of these picks, but I can't get into that thing where you're like basing your bets on what side is square or not. I just can't do it. Sometimes, I mean, throughout this tournament, I think up really until the Sweet 16, the first weekend of this tournament, the square side was the side to be on. So who knows? I'm going to take Purdue minus three. I like Tennessee a lot. In my bracket, I had Tennessee going to the final. But their shooting worries me, especially against Purdue. 146th in effective field goal percentage. They are like a mini Houston in a lot of ways. Not as extreme as Houston. They don't quite play as good a defense as Houston, but they are a little bit better of a shooting team than Houston. But they do have a lot of similarities. A smothering defense. Not great offensively. Like I said, 146th in effective field goal percentage. And also, their effective field goal percentage is down 3% this tournament compared to their season average. That's not promising. We saw their bad offense show up against Texas. They're lucky to get out of that one. They also foul a significant amount, too, which is not good against Purdue, who draws a ton of fouls. And I was pretty impressed by Purdue against Gonzaga. They played a near-perfect game. So if that version of Purdue shows up again on Sunday night, they will beat and cover. They'll beat Tennessee and cover the spread. If Tennessee wants to win this game, they got to force a lot of turnovers, because Purdue, it is one of their weaknesses. They're not great at holding onto the ball. They do cough it up sometimes. Tennessee is pretty good at forcing turnovers, but that's not enough, man. The shooting worries me. You got to have a good shooting game against Purdue. We've seen that the games that Purdue has lost this season have been against teams who can really shoot the ball. Tennessee's not that team. Now, maybe Tennessee can shut them down defensively, force a ton of turnovers and do it that way. But I just don't see it. Maybe it's recency bias. Maybe, you know, I'm too impressed by how they looked against Gonzaga. But I got to back Purdue. It is kind of to a certain extent, because I have had some Purdue people like tweet at me and send me some DMs that I'm just, you know, turning into a Purdue hater. I don't want to bet against Purdue just because I've turned into a hater. So I got to take a step back, look at it a little bit more objectively. This is not the Purdue that lost to a 16 seed. You know, they haven't really, you know, shown flashes of potentially choking away games. It's not, they don't just have Zach Edey. You know, they have some great guard play as well, especially against Gonzaga. I'll lay the 3 points with Purdue against Tennessee. And then finally, Duke NC State. This is Oregon State. Was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago? Oregon State, the exact same situation. They needed to run the table in the Pac-12 tournament to make the tournament, to make the NCAA tournament. They did. They got hot. I bet against them every single week. And then I think it was the Elite Eight. I finally bet on them and then they lost. So now I'm in that exact same situation in NC State. They had to run the table in the ACC. They did. I was like, yeah, they're not that good of a team. They just got hot in the conference tournament. We're going to bet against them. I then lose 3 games in a row. I've bet against NC State all 3 games. Who did they play in the second round? They played Oakland. That game pushed. I think that game pushed against Oakland for me. Regardless, I actually bet on them. I didn't bet against them. Or maybe I did bet against them. I don't fully remember now. My point still stands. When this was Oregon State, I finally switched and bet on Oregon State in the Elite Eight, and then they lost. I'm not doing that this time. I got to stick my guns. I'm going to take Duke -6. I just have to do it. I have to stick to my guns. And I even at the start of the show, I said I regret not taking NC State against Marquette. But I think Marquette is a little bit more of a flawed team than Duke is. I think Duke's playing very good basketball. And when I look at the stats and I look at effective field goal percentage, you know, defensive efficiency, offensive rebounding, you know, basically anything you want to look at, especially in this game, you know, their perimeter defense against a Duke team that can shoot threes. You go up and down the board in just about any metric you want to look at, they're like 158th, 147th, 160th, 138th. Like, they're the definition, at least from a metric standpoint, compared to the rest of Division I college basketball, they are an average team. Sometimes average teams get hot. They play really good games, you know, a few weeks in a row, and then they find themselves in the Elite Eight. I have to stick to my guns, because now if I bet on them, they'll lose and I'll feel like an idiot. So I'm going to go down with a ship of betting against NC State. If you're an NC State fan, I'm sorry. Enjoy the run. It's a fun one. My heart will actually be cheering for NC State, to be completely honest. I would rather see them win than Duke win for sure. But I can't bet with my heart. I got to just stick to my strategy and hope it works out eventually, because I got to trust the numbers, and the numbers tell me they're an average team. Now, I will say what NC State does really well, which is a big reason why they're able to stay in these games against, you know, superior opponents. They don't turn the ball over at all. I think they're in the top 10 in, you know, not turning the ball over. So if you can do that, because that's, you know, how games get out of hand. Games get out of hand by giving up a ton of offensive rebounds and coughing the ball up and allowing the other team to get turnovers and capitalize on those turnovers. They don't allow other teams to kind of do that, which has let them stay in games. Now, they're winning games because now their offensive and defensive numbers are higher than, you know, their season averages. But this is a tough game against a Duke team that's played extremely well this tournament, to be honest. Duke is obviously more talented. I know NC State beat them in the conference tournament. Duke also beat them by like 13 points near the end of the regular season as well. So don't just bet on NC State because what happened in the ACC tournament, because you could make that counter argument, because it's not like the first time they played, it was early in the season. It was like the second last regular season game and Duke beat up on them. So I don't know. This is definitely the least confident of the four plays I have for the Elite Eight. Because it, you know, it comes down to the same thing in every NC State game. Do you just ride the hot hand or do you trust season-long numbers? And I've decided to trust season-long numbers, so I will stick to that strategy. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's all I can say about that. So there are my four plays for the Elite Eight. So yeah, I don't know if I said my actual overall record or not at the start, but 3-5 minus 2.27 units in the Sweet 16. That makes my NCAA tournament record. Betting on every single game, including the first four, I'm sitting at 32-26-2 for plus 3.8 units. So let's at least go 3-1 here. Let's make this a profitable round, because there's 3 games left after this. So if after this round I'm sitting at over 3 units, then I'm guaranteed a profit for the tournament. So yeah, let's go 3-1. Let's have a little bounce back here. So once again, my picks are Illinois +9 against UConn, Alabama -3 against Clemson, Purdue -3 against Tennessee, and Duke -6 against NC State. If you're curious where I bet these, All at Caesars for some reason. All these numbers, the best, all every side I was on, the best number was all at Caesars in terms of regulated books in New York. So all four of those plays are at Caesars. Sign up for my five and done. 300 spots, $25 buy-in, top 10 get paid. It's for the four golf majors. Sign up for that. Link in description, link on my Twitter. And let's have some fun. This has been a short episode, but that's what happens when it's the Elite Eight. It'll be an even shorter episode next week when I talk Final Four. I guess let's quickly take a look at the futures market really quick here. Is there any value anywhere? Probably not at this point. Once again, just going to use DraftKings for some reason because that's always the one that I bring up. UConn, minus 105. Ooh, nope, can't get there. And UConn, Purdue, Tennessee, Duke. If I had to bet on a team right now to win the national championship, it'd be Alabama at 18-1. Because Alabama is, to me, obviously UConn has a chance. Obviously Purdue has a chance. Tennessee's flawed with their shooting. Duke, I just can't get there at 8-1. Alabama is the team that they are a different version that we've seen from the regular season, in my opinion. Their defense has gotten so much, has played so well this tournament, especially the last two games, that if they keep playing that good a defense while keep playing, you know, shooting the lights out offensively, they can win the national championship. I don't think Illinois is deep enough. I think relying on one guy can be a little bit tough. I mean, obviously, if they get past UConn tonight, then they can do anything, but yeah. So if you're looking for a futures bet to win it all right now, I would recommend Alabama at 18-1. Maybe better prices at other sports books. I don't know. I'm too lazy to look at all of them, but I would take a look at Alabama winning it all. And there you go. Thank you all so much for watching. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Rate and review the podcast. Gambler bless. Good luck with your Elite Eight picks. I'll be back next week to talk Final Four. Talk to you then.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.